1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry
Show. Don't have the
show.
Time, though, right now.
But just a quick comment, Mr. Henry.
All right, we're on the air. Jeff, go ahead, sir.
Are we on air right now?
Yeah.
Okay, Phil, I wanted to tell the listeners out there, if they do travel Mint Canyon Highway, and that's out in the Santa Clara region, that there was, when I came down Mint Canyon Highway earlier this evening, because I was on my way down to a friend of mine who's a Packard mechanic in Mojave, and it's kind of a trip. What I do is I go down and I help out there like 2 days a week, and I'll spend the night. But I had to turn around and come back because I forgot my clothes. But he's a Packard mechanic, and that's sort of, I mean, it's a little kind of wiggy because what...
Are you calling me about the Packards?
No, I wanted to tell you about the family of skunks that I seen.
Okay, let's talk about that, and you can tell me about your friend who's a Packard mechanic later on. I don't even know what is a Packard a car?
It's an old-timey car, yeah. And my friend's one of the only Packard mechanics in America, and it's pretty trippy.
Okay, but tell me what happened on the highway, because you said you had a traffic report.
Yes, sir, I do. I want to let all motorists know on the Mint Canyon Highway, which comes out of the Mint Canyon, and which is also it's a secluded area. You could see Haley's Comet pretty good from there when it come by, and we were able to see it go in and out. But coming down the highway, there was, at that time, a family of skunks. I'm assuming it was a family of skunks trying to cross the road, and it looked like most of the skunk eye, I don't know what the plural of skunk is, I think it's skunk eye. But
skunks is the plural of skunk.
Are you well, all right, I thought it was skunked.
Skunks, S. Why is that hard?
Because the plural of octopus is what? Octopi. The plural of a lot of things ends with I, you know, like porcupine, or I don't know if it's porcupine, but...
It's porcupines. Octopus, occupy, I understand that. The plural of stadium is stadia, but the plural of skunk is skunks, not skunk eye.
All right, well, most of the skunks made it. Unfortunately, I want to let the motorists know that I did hit one. It's probably the father skunk, and what happened was when I hit the father skunk, it kicked up, the body of the skunk kicked up and hit the fan, and that's what I was worried about that. As soon as I hit the skunk, excuse me, I got an allergy, I said to myself, okay, that's mistake number one, but let's pray to the deity that mistake number two doesn't happen, that it caroms off the axle, maybe off the firewall, and then hits the fan. Sure enough, mistake number two did happen. Then I began, you know, a little silent prayer. All right, those two eventualities have happened. Please, God, don't let the third eventuality happen, that the fan is moving in a rotation that is going to force the skunk tank back into the cockpit of the vehicle. And yes, it did. Yes, it did. So right now my truck has nothing but skunk stank in it, because the skunk hit the fan, and I want everybody to know about that.
All right, but how does that affect their driving?
If there's any skunk on the road, that's all I'm saying.
So in other words, there may be other families of skunk trying to negotiate the highway tonight. If you hit the skunk and it hits the fan, it'll blow the skunk smell.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. Yes, thank you.
See you later, man.
I want to tell you about my friend who's a pet.
Bud.
What?
Don't you ever do that to me again.
What did I do?
I don't want to hear that guy's story about the skunk because I've heard it before.
When?
He called before with the same stupid story. He's obviously, talk about huffing dust off. This guy is obviously not in his right mind. And he calls up and he tells me, and I want to give a traffic report. The interior of his truck smelling like skunks got nothing to do with anybody else on that highway tonight. He's the dumbass that hit the skunk.
I thought you wanted to have him talk.
I never told you anything of the sort. Sorry, folks. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. Go to our website. That's where you can pick up your backstage pass to see our webcast tomorrow night. And you know, well, I don't know, man, how many of these we're going to do. People say, my initial instinct was to do like one every other week, one a month, one every 6 months. Could be something that we'll stop doing. I don't have any idea. It's, you know, doing this show, and if you know anything about this show, you know that it's very different. So when we do a show like this, I don't have anything else to judge it off of. There's nobody that went before us that did a show like this that could tell us. There's no one doing a show like ours now. It's almost like we're on point. We have the machete and we're hacking through the weeds and everybody else is coming up behind us. And if anybody takes a bullet, it's going to be us. So when I asked myself, what's good? What should we show me doing the show or not? We're constantly experimenting with it. And we also experiment a lot with the material on the show. And it's a work in progress. So let's just say this, that for now, we are planning on doing one a month of our webcasts. Special guest MC will be Herb Sewell, the child molester turned bass fisherman. Or maybe he was a bass fisherman while he was doing all of that. I don't know. I understand that Herb Sewell, who is a mass murderer, while he was committing many of those 100 homicides, he was still very heavily involved in botanical research. Jesus. All right. I want to tell you who I saw downstairs. Was it Kevin Slattery? It wasn't Kevin. No, Kevin. I forget Kevin's last name. But he's one of the producers for Dennis Miller. And Kevin's now working on some other things. I was just downstairs, you know, having taken a break, going out into the humidity, and I saw Kevin coming out of the building, and I said, what is Dennis doing now? And a lot of you guys who were fans of his show, he was on CNBC, and the CNBC, you know, dropped the show, and that's showbiz. He told me something kind of charming. He said that Kevin Miller is his last name, bud?
Yeah. Ain't he his brother?
No, he's not his brother. Sorry, Kevin, man. I forgot your last name, dude.
Maybe it's Kevin Dude.
Anyway, I said, what was Dennis doing? He says, you know what? He took his family on a week-long coast-to-coast tour of amusement parks. I said, that is bitching. So they went to every amusement park they could cram into a 7 or 8 or 9 day vacation. And now he's back here. And I hope to see him back on TV. But, you know, Dennis Miller's politics and this town ain't exactly what I would call jibing these days. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to say that there's a blackball. No, that's not a blackball so much as it's just exceedingly difficult to be who you are and make people, you know, remain your friends. Who knows, man? How long did they give John McEnroe on that network? Didn't they give John McEnroe like 19,000 years? Dennis Miller gets blown out of there in, 6 months? And John McEnroe was on there with that show of his. And he lasted for... And Charles Grodin was on there for a long time, right? You know what? I'm just being stupid. I think it was right to fire Dennis Miller. He's just obviously, you know, just... He was too funny. That's what the problem with him. You can't be that funny on a network where you've got such stellars as whoever they got. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Harry was telling me about a friend of his. I don't know why. This is probably a very, very stupid thing to do, but I was fascinated. I'm really into names. Ever since I was a kid, I've been into names. And on our show, when we do some kind of shtick, you'll notice that the names are not shticky names. They're names that resonate almost as real names, and well, as real name. I mean, you know, the name Herb Sewell doesn't necessarily sound funny. Walter Bellhaven. These are names that I think it's funnier when it sounds like it's a real person. And then, of course, we have real people who have names that sound comic. And a very good friend of Harry's when he was a kid is a guy named Bruno Sawchuck. So I just entered him into Google. He don't show up, man. He might be dead, Bruno.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Well, now, but didn't you tell me Bruno was, maybe we shouldn't say, if he's still alive?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't surprise me that he's not Googleable.
That he's not Googleable?
Yeah.
And it would not surprise you if he were not alive either, given some of the things you told me he did.
True.
I guess I just would leave it at that. But it sounds like a hockey player, though, Bruno Sawchuck. Well, there was a Terry Sawchuck, so there you go. However... In an effort to find Kevin's last name, I don't know how I got to Bruno Sawchuck. Maybe it's because I can't freaking spell. World-famous Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. That's phs@philhenryshow.com. Mr. Vernon Dozier is joining us from Glendale, California. Mr. Dozier, you are a high school teacher at Belmar Academy, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And, sir, you are also a man who is disciplined, and I believe your job hangs in the balance because of a license plate?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Tell me about this. Is it a personalized plate?
The plate that I've got is a California state plate that says, gays suck. And this was taken as a political statement, and it is not. It is simply a statement of fact. And the school, however, wants to discipline me for this, including the loss of my tenure and quite possibly loss of my position in the academic department. They would retain me as football coach.
You're a football coach as well as...
Yes, I teach high school. I teach in our seniors. I teach our seniors social sciences and also mathematics, algebra, calculus for our sophomores.
Now, why do you have a license plate that says gays suck?
That is correct, yes.
And it's not political. It's not homophobic.
No, it is not. No.
It's a statement of fact.
That is correct. That's something that they do, and I don't think anyone's going to deny that.
All right, and I don't want to doubt what you're saying. What did the school administration? And I understand it's a private school, so you're not answering to a school board.
No, we have a board of directors on our school. We have our headmaster as advisor of the board of directors, and as well as the high school and middle school principals. And I forgot your question, Phil. I'm sorry.
What did they say to you? What did they say to you? What prompted this?
My understanding was that they got a complaint. Someone said they saw the license plate on coach's car that said gays suck. And I said...
What kind of car do you have?
I would be uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? That's not a proper question. I'm sorry, sir. All right. So you have this license plate. Is it still on the car?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, even if I wanted to change it, it's going to take a while and go to the DMV to do that.
All right. So you have this license plate, and someone complained, and you were called before the administration board of directors, correct?
I was called in by our headmaster, and at that time I was told that there had been a complaint by a couple of the parents. They saw the license plate.
How do you spell that on the license plate, by the way?
It's G-A-Y-S-S-U-K.
Gays suck.
Yeah.
All right, so now the parents complain. You go into the administration, and what do they say to you?
They told me that they had received these complaints. They asked me the meaning of the license plate, and I told them that it was a statement of social. It was a statement of social, sexual, psychological fact. And they asked me why would I get a license plate like that, and I told them that that's really none of their business. Why I would do that? My explanation for it was fine at that time. They said that they may ask me for a letter of resignation. I told them, well, I would have to talk with my attorney about that as to whether or not that violates my contract with the school. This is not a morals clause, you see.
Well, is that what they're arguing?
Yes, sir. They are arguing that this is a morals clause issue. That is that I'm making a homophobic or hate speech statement, and that is not the case, I can assure you.
I'm going to quote Dabney Coleman in War Games when he looks at Matthew Broderick and he says, why don't I believe you? You know?
Well, I don't know why you don't believe me. I'm telling you the fact.
Well, why have a license plate making a statement, gays suck? It's like something we don't know?
Maybe. I don't know. But that's what I just want people to know. Anyone who doesn't know that.
Anyone who doesn't know that, gays suck, you want to have it on a license plate. But not that they suck. As in being bad people, but that's just what they do.
Yes, sir. Now, the headmaster that we have, a gentleman by the name of Bibbitt, is a man who is coming up his contract is coming up at the end of this year. He is also very nervous, I think, about retaining his position at our school, and I think he's trying to curry favor with some of the... friends of Sodom, if you will, by attacking our...
All right, now, right there. What do you mean by friends of Sodom?
The gays, the people that are gay-friendly.
Okay. Doesn't that indicate that you're a little homophobic?
No, sir, it does not.
When you say the Friends of Sodom, what is that? I mean, that sounds very negative, given the fact that Sodom is portrayed very negatively in the Bible.
I'm making a statement of fact, Friends of Sodom. That's all, Scott. No, there's no. I'm not trying to qualify or quantify it. I'm just saying the Friends of Sodom, people who are friendly with those kind of people, I'm sure he wants to impress. Now, I don't know what his problem is, but...
And you're not a homophobe.
No, sir, I'm not. No, sir, I'm not. I am not a homophobe. I don't hate them. I don't dislike them. I know that they've got a lot of supporters out there. I know that there are a lot of people who, especially people who might sell cushioned toilet seats, they might...
See, right there, what does that mean?
What?
People that sell cushioned toilet seats and Friends of Sodom. To me...
Well, you know, you're raising your voice now.
All right, I don't mean to raise my voice.
I'm just saying that the people who are the gay folks, they have a right to be who they are. I'm sure it came as a wonderful blessing to the Preparation H Company when they found out...
Okay, now right there, and put that together with all the other comments, it sounds to me like you're a homophobe.
Understanding that you are a member of the liberal entertainment industry, Mr. Hendry, I have to beg to differ. I'm just...
Well, I'm finding it very suspicious that you threw in Preparation H, cushioned toilet seats, and Friends of Sodom, all in the same phrase, and you are not a homophobe. You got a license plate that says gays suck, even though you say that describes the act, not the person.
That is correct. And everything you are saying is just simply not true. I have no problem with gay people whatsoever. Honest to God, I don't. And I will tell you this, if I were in the jockstrap business, I'd be very, very friendly with a lot of them, since that seems to be a piece of apparel they like to wear out to nightclubs. I was...
Okay, Mr. Dozier, thank you very much.
So you've drawn a conclusion I'm a homophobe.
Yes, I have, and I think you've made it very clear. I don't...
What did I say?
The last comment about jockstraps that they wear to nightclubs.
Under their pants.
Under their pants.
Yeah. Oh, you thought I meant that's the only thing they're wearing.
Yes.
No. How do you... I don't understand. How does that make me a homophobe? But I just... They happen to wear jock straps.
I don't know, man. I just... You know what? I'm having a bad night.
Said that. Well, no kidding. What a hard ass.
All right. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I gotta go.
Do I get that autograph CD?
Yeah. Hold on, bud.
Hang it for a minute.
Maybe it's just my imagination, bud. Sounded to me like the guy's a homophobe. Gays suck. Preparation H, the whole thing. But you know what? I've been making a lot of bad calls lately. I've been making a lot of very, very suspect judgments. I don't understand. Maybe it's just the fact that I've... getting older. You know, I told people that one time. I said, look, here's the deal. I'm having a kind of a hard time here. You know, figuring out whether I got an accelerator or whether I have a brake under my foot, right? And it happened that one day I was at McDonald's. I thought I was stepping on the gas, or I thought I was stepping on the brake, and in point of fact, I thought I was stepping on the gas. As it turned out, neither thing happened. I was simply the victim of a bad piece of carpeting. Okay? So... Sometimes you can make a mistake because you're losing your mind, and sometimes you make a mistake because you're just hitting the wrong button. That's all. And in the case of my car, it was just the carpeting. So maybe I'm okay. I don't know. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back here in just a couple of moments to tell you a little bit more about our webcast and also what else is coming up in the program. We've got a few minutes left and some of the email that we've been getting. And I just want to stop down and get myself a glass of water or something because, I think there may be something wrong with my brain.
Don't touch that button!
What are you talking about? It's just digit card number 3.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. How are you? Chris, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
Sorry, I was calling your program because
I wanted to tell you about a new product that I'm working on with my manager, Lance Germain. And it is about bringing to women more of a sensual or a romantic take on the space program, because I don't know if you read in the newspaper today or on the internet about the space shuttle docking at the space station, the space shuttle Discovery. Did you read about that, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I did hear it, and I did read it on the internet, yes. And are you working out right now, sir?
Yeah, I'm at Gold's right now. You know, I spend so much time with the Rusty Pelican having cocktails that I do work out a lot. And I also am an aspiring porn actor because I do have a lot of sensuality.
Okay, that's nice. So why did you go?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. The reason why I called is I was just sort of, when you asked me about myself, I kind of relax into a kind of just, I just dig who I am, I guess.
Okay, that's cool. Now, why did you call?
The reason why I called is this project we're working on. It's called Project Space with a Sensual Touch. Okay? And
yeah, Project Space with a Sexual Touch.
Yeah. This is going to make the space program more relatable. We are going to have a commentary of various space events with a sensuality and a sensuality, you know. Because of my sensuality and my ability to, excuse the use of the word, but my ability to inject sex into a conversation, I just had this idea that I would do the space program in a sensual way, as opposed to in a way that is non-sensual or does not have a sensuality to it.
Okay, so did you guys do a commentary on the docking today of the Discovery?
Yes, of the space shuttle with the command module or with the space with the space station in a sensual way, because there was a lot of sensuality and sensuality.
All right, God, I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Me neither.
Can I play the tape?
Yeah, go ahead and play the tape. This is of Chris Norton doing a commentary on the space station and the space shuttle docking together.
One drive. All the marks repeat. 1189
Oh, yeah.
What else, honey, Roger?
Yeah, sliding in now.
925.
Yeah, I like that. I can see the space shuttle and the whole sensuality of it. Yeah, now it's starting to dock. Hey, baby, look out, but I'm about to dock the shuttle. Yeah! Oh, yeah. Hey, Mission Control, Houston. We got docking. And now, it's time for me to
2054 clear, 1B1,
slide from one module to the other.
1B1, okay, 7.
Yeah!
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in now and check out all the controls. Back it up now. Yeah. That's it, baby. Back it up because we're docked. You know we're docked, don't you? You know we got full docking. So back it up, honey. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's that, baby? Sure, I'll take the ashtray off your back. Now,
get him out of here. What's that, baby? Screen better, bud.
I'm cut.
Screen better, bud. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
So anyway, the FBI said Thursday that strands of hair found in Aruba did not come from missing U.S. teenager Natalie Holloway. I was trying to find here in the story if they know where the hair comes from. Maybe they haven't had time to find out, but there was hair on duct tape. Now, that could be something very simple. It could be, I don't know. Well, maybe it ain't. How does hair get on duct tape? Unless you have it wrapped around someone's wrists? Well, the hair, which was found attached to duct tape, was subjected to genetic testing at the FBI crime lab in Quantico, Virginia, and the results showed they did not come from this unfortunate young woman. A park ranger found the duct tape while collecting trash on Aruba's northeast coast, the opposite side of the island from where the Alabama woman was last seen in public. Hey, how come they can't just beat a confession out of this guy? It is Aruba, after all. I'm kidding around. I know that you take great pride in your country, and I would never... honest to God, man, any place in the Caribbean where the standard of living is good and the people are friendly, man, that's my kind of place.
Maybe a dog had gum in its hair and the owner put duct tape on it to get it out.
Say that again.
Maybe a dog had gum on its hair and the owner got the duct tape to get it out.
Well, it makes sense to me, bud. I guess. So, anyway, the people there on the island who had been... What is this?
It's his new theme song.
What do you mean duct tape? What's that about?
I'm talking about the Aruba thing.
Yeah, we got the FCC breathing on our necks. Now, what do you mean by duct tape?
The FCC thing. This is duct tape that was found on... It's duct tape, you know, they were about the murder.
What about that... what's his name, Gear? You talking about that? Where you put duct tape around a gerbil?
Are you crazy or something, man?
You're all about... You know, I'm listening to you going, yeah, hair. Yeah. You know, I'm listening to you trying to push the limits of what the FCC finds. I don't know how much longer this company's going to be able to stand for it. I really don't. It's depressing and...
Are you trying to tell me that I'm talking about this poor missing girl in Aruba and...
Oh, yeah, poor missing girl in Aruba. I heard that bit you did last night with that guy who wanted to... I don't know what it was, his thing. Oh, yeah, the Natalie Holloway impersonator? That's pretty low, Henry. Pretty low. And I can tell you...
Well, that wasn't me. That was the guy.
Yeah, the guy. Let me tell you something else. You come on the air in the middle of your last hour, and you're like, hair, duct tape, yeah. Right after you had that Norton freak, I can tell you right now, I'm not going to put up with it. This is Darth Hall. Out.
What a turd and a freaking... Can't say duct tape, can't say hair, can't say ham, can't say bone-in ham. Can't say root beer. I can't say anything. Back door, back, you know, screen door, any of that. It's all out, man. Maybe it is the wrong company. Beeping out everything, man. They're beeping out stuff on the website. They're beeping out things like, I don't know. I don't want to seem ungrateful, but the fact of the matter is that a lot, and I just don't want them to edit this. A lot of the people are telling me, right? No, what are you doing, bud?
Nothing.
This program has been edited for a long time. Now, I understand that the FCC, well, they don't want me saying certain liberal policy of editing the they can. And what is your finger doing over there? And why are you near that board?
I'm not doing anything.
When I say things on this show, I want people to, I don't want anything cut out of what I'm saying. So that when I'm talking, sure that people are hearing everything that I'm saying. You got that, bud?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Why are you stopping and starting? Why don't you just keep talking?
Because I see him messing around over there.
He's not doing anything.
Is everything I'm saying getting out on the air?
Yes.
Yes, it is. What do you got? Talk about paranoid.
What a freak. You think you're that important? Just keep talking.
I was saying that there are things that I want to say here on this program that I want to make sure people are going to hear. I have certain points of view that are very, very important to me. And this censoring of everything that I say, I think, is wrong. Why is his finger going on that button is what I'm asking.
What finger?
What finger?
What button?
What finger?
The finger that you got is going up and down. It looks like you might be turning something on and off.
I'm not doing anything.
You ain't doing anything.
What button?
What finger?
What finger?
What finger?
Will you shut up, both of you? Don't you get away from that.
I'm not doing anything.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to get Frank Gray on the line. Frank is the husband of nationally syndicated columnist Margaret Gray. I don't want the radio. I don't want to hear from those guys anymore, man. What is that? That's NASA control. Can we get Mr. and Mrs.
K-7.
Jesus, where are they? Oh, guys, you there? Are you there, Frank?
I'm right here, young man. How are you doing?
Good.
What can I do for you?
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the situation there in Aruba, because you're an attorney, a former attorney. Now, I know you got into the entertainment business, but what do you think about this latest find by the FBI? This hair is not Natalie's.
I don't think they'll find him alive. I think that he most probably was taken out by these three girls, and things went wrong, and
who are you talking about?
About Natalie Holloway? Is that who you were calling me about?
Yeah, I was calling you about Natalie Holloway. You said he.
I'm telling you that I don't think he's going to be found alive.
Could I talk to Margaret for a minute, please?
What's that?
Can I talk to your wife for a second, Frank? I'm sorry. I just remembered something.
Sure. Hey, wants to talk to you.
Hi, Phil.
Hi. He's doing that thing again.
What is that?
He's getting the gender confusion going.
Oh, well, I told you that he's never really had a good aptitude or strength with that.
I know. You say that, and I still don't understand how it is a matter of aptitude to be able to get a gender right.
Well, Phil, not all of us are nationally syndicated radio stars, I guess.
Where's the ice?
The ice is over where it's been for 30. Hold on 2 minutes, Phil.
All I want is ice. That's all I give a sweet Jesus about.
Here, let me put it in your glass.
Frank, why don't you get back on the phone?
What's that?
Get back on the phone, man.
Phil, hold on. There's your ice. There's your cutty sock. There's a bar stool. Anything else?
You know what? I think you've got the most beautiful ass.
Phil, Frank doesn't have a big ass.
Is he drunk?
No, he's not drunk. In fact, is that your first one?
Well, I had a couple at work.
He has a bottle in his desk at work. But this is his first one at home.
Oh, okay. He's not drunk.
No.
All right, let me talk to him.
He's here. Don't put your feet on the bar.
She's got a great ass. So, Phil, here is the deal. This young man goes missing.
Oh, man.
Say something?
Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm hearing you or...
You're doing fine. Go ahead.
Natalie Holloway goes missing with these three girls. The girls claim that they dropped him off at the hotel, didn't they?
The girls claim they dropped who off?
Natalie Holloway.
Yes, okay.
So he goes upstairs, or I don't know what. My feeling is that these three girls probably took his clothes off and after killing him and took his panties. Who knows what they did with his brassiere?
Let's get off this topic.
Oh, got a queasy stomach, huh?
No, it's too weird.
It is. It's a very, very weird. When you lose a son like that.
Okay. Let's move on to something else then. And this is something that I've really wanted. I wanted to ask you about this for a long time because we have people emailing about these bizarre cases. Bizarre, where a woman slices off a man's thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. It happens to a lot of women. Phil, let me tell you, this latest case that you're talking about is the case where that man had his penis severed off by the wife, correct?
Yes.
All right. She's sleeping, and he comes in with a razor blade or something and slices her thing off.
And all right, okay, the man did what?
The man didn't do anything. The man was asleep. He came in and sliced off her thing.
Who did?
The wife. Are you... Hold on for a minute, Phil, will you?
Yeah.
You got me on with some retard or something?
Let me have this. What's wrong, Phil? He just said he thinks he's on with a retard.
I'm a retard. This guy is telling me that...
Is it the gender confusion?
Well, what do you mean gender confusion? I've never talked to a guy like this before.
Phil, it's a simple thing. Just ignore it. Just let him do it. Here. Here, let me freshen that up for you.
Thanks, honey. She's a hell of a wife, Phil. 30-some years. Jesus. All right, so where you know, I didn't mean to call you a retard.
No, I know that, but I'm...
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. So we're talking about the man who had his penis sliced off by the wife.
Yes.
All right. So she's asleep.
The husband.
Yes. She's asleep. He comes in with a rusty razor or whatever that she, you know, I don't know, whatever she left laying around, you know, because if she shaves, maybe she uses a razor. And so he finds that. He picks the razor up. Next thing you know, the husband doesn't have a penis.
She doesn't have a penis.
Who, the wife?
No, the husband.
Well, you're talking about the wife. Women don't have penises. Oh, God. Here, take the phone with you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Phil, believe me when I tell you he's not drunk. I think it's just a matter of the fact that you can't get over a simple personality quirk where a man uses some gender terms that aren't correct. However, ladies and gentlemen, while Phil goes off and licks his wounds over a so-so show, I'd like to say that Frank Gray was played by Mr. Henry, Bud Dickman was played by Mr. Henry, Chris Norton was played by Mr. Henry, Vernon Dozier, Jeff Dowder, Bobby and Steve Dooley, Father James McCorders, Herb Sewell, Don Berman, and me, Margaret Gray, all played by Phil Hendry. And when I say played by him, you ain't been played until you've been played by Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.